The second Tuesday of Advent. Today's Gospel is from St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "What do you think of this? If there's 100 sheep and one of them strays, won't he leave the 99 on the hillside and go to look for the stray one? And I tell you, when he finally finds it, he is more pleased about it than about the 99 that did not get lost. It is the same with your Father in heaven. There, they don't want even one of these little ones to be lost." The commentary today is from Father Joaquín Monroig Guitart, from Barcelona, in Catalonia. "It is the same with your Father in heaven. There, they don't want even one of these little ones to be lost." Today, Jesus makes it known that God wants all men to be saved and doesn't want even one of these little ones to be lost. With the parable of the shepherd who looks for the sheep that has gotten lost, he presents us with a figure that deeply moved the first Christians. In the title page of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, we find engraved the figure of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who as early as in the catacombs of Rome is present among the first images of the Lord. God's desire for our salvation is so strong that from the uttering of these words up to his unconditional sacrifice of the cross, it is Christ who is looking for us so that we can, with complete freedom, come back to his friendship. We Christians need to share this same desire, that all be saved and get to know the truth. As José María Escrivá liked to say, we are all sheep and shepherds. There are people, our husband, our wife, our children, relatives and friends, etc., for whom we may be the only chance they have of recovering the happiness of faith and a life of grace. We can always leave aside 99% of the things we are doing to pray for and to help that person whom we have near, that we love and that we know is missing something in their soul. With our prayer and mortification and with our loving faith, they can achieve the grace of conversion, just as Saint Monica got her son Augustine to become the first modern man, one who knows how to explain in the confessions the way in which grace acted in the conversion that would lead to his sanctity. We ask the Mother of the Good Shepherd for the joy of many conversions.